KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. I'm joined in studio by Stand True for Blue. And what an amazing organization this is. Tina Bierschen and Mariah Carasalis are in studio. They are part of the organization and the administration. And Ray and Candy DeFrades, former police officers, retired police officers in studio. Welcome, everybody, to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. Ray and Candy, I've got a question about you. What directed your decision when you decided to go into law enforcement to serve in here in Albuquerque?
I don't know if it was part of being the older brother, but I've got a real protective personality. And I think that kind of led me to that kind of work. I was 18 and thought about being a police officer, but then you have to be 21. So I went into welding, but was drawn into police work through a friend of mine and Candy's who was an officer, and I ended up joining the department back in 88.
I love it. Candy, how about you?
Well, I was born and raised in Albuquerque, and Ray became a police officer, and I worked in veterinary medicine. Mm-hmm. And seeing what he did and just how much he enjoyed it. And I just wanted to help people. I wanted to do the same thing. And I have family members. My grandfather was a police officer. So just kind of,
I love it. So here's a perspective that I want to ask you. You both decided to serve. You did. Now you're retired. Thank God that you did that safely and you're healthy. What are unique stresses that maybe the public, what do we not realize that police officers are going through maybe day in and day out that we need to talk about today?
Oh, the stressors. I think the biggest thing is that we're all human, mm-hmm. and that we're not perfect. And that the decisions we make are in a very split second, if that sometimes. And it's just stressful knowing you have that to worry about. And we're all there to serve, every officer that I've ever worked for. We're there for the public. We're there for the people that want us. And it's just stressful, to have to worry about what you're doing, what people might say or what you might not do that other people thought you should do.
Here's another question for you two, and I'm going to get to Tina and Mariah here in just a second. But a friend of mine who is a police officer, and I have a lot of friends who are police officers. You don't know this about me, but I'm a basketball maniac. So when I graduated from the University of New Mexico, I had a number of police officers that I've been friends with for years. And so I coached primarily APD officers in the Police Olympics for like 6 years. And we literally finished – we lost in the championship game like 4 straight years, and then we never didn't make it the 5th time, and I can't remember the 6th time. But we had a lot of fun doing that and developed some great relationships for me with a lot of different police officers. We even threw in a fireman. Of course, this organization also supports first responders of other kinds, and we appreciate all of the people that sacrifice themselves. But here's the question I have. This friend of mine, he's a police officer, he told me once that people don't really understand evil.
And that is so true.
Is it true? And it is something that you're battling every day as a police officer.
Yes, and it seems like evil is getting just a lot more out there and violent. And, I mean, just the way it is now, is it seems since I came on as a police officer in 91, it's really evil these days, the difference I've seen between what was going on then and what is going on now is
scary.
Very scary.
It's scary. Well, you have a support system over here, two young ladies here, and I want to ask Mariah, how did Stand True for Blue get started?
Yeah, so Stand True for Blue got started in 2015 after the death of Officer Daniel Webster. It actually started in a classroom. So our president, Valerie, she was a middle school art teacher, and she got along with her program, and she started it in the classroom with her students to just build support and build a positivity. Now, for me, I've been a former student of hers, and so being able to see the positivity that she was creating through this program and that she was taking it out in the community, I absolutely wanted to get involved and jump in because it's definitely something that was needed.
Yeah. Tina, you're the vice president of the organization, and I want you to tell us a little bit about how you support law enforcement and first responders. What do you do?
Sure. We develop partnerships with businesses, churches, schools, neighborhood associations, and any organizations that are interested in getting involved. And we have several programs that we do. We have a Thankful Thursday program that reaches over 72,000 first responders via email and giveaways. Last year we delivered almost 5,000 cruiser bags to different departments, and this year we're hoping to even double that number. We do special support to different units when they need it. We've delivered baskets to outlying departments in Anthony, New Mexico, Las Cruces, and even to the Border Patrol, and as well as the Bernalillo Fire Department.
Well, you know what? And I didn't realize till right now that you're working with first responders and law enforcement outside of Albuquerque.
Absolutely.
That's even more cool.
Yes, yes. Those are some of our programs.
So when you do a giveaway or you have a cruiser bag, you have to tell us what that is. Is that just something to encourage, say, an officer?
So like our cruiser bags are snacks and waters that we give our first responders to keep them hydrated and fed throughout the day because many of them get pulled onto calls that aren't quick. They don't always get a meal. Mm-hmm. So that's what our cruiser bags are. And we get to partner with churches and other organizations, families, homeschool groups that get to partner with us, and they get to build the bags and be a part of that, and that's how we tie in our community.
So are you talking to our listeners now? Is this a way they could help you?
Absolutely. This is definitely a way that they can help us. There's many ways that you can get involved, and we can help our first responders and our law enforcement. We have links on our website. There you can do donations of snacks and waters and goodies that can get shipped to us directly. You can contact us also through our website or through an email. Our website is standtrueforblue.com.
And that's the number 4.
Yes, that is the number 4. And then our email that you can reach out to us is standtrue.president@gmail.com. And that's another way that you can get involved with us in building bags if you want to partner with us in that. Or get involved in our giveaways, which are usually, like, we partner with businesses for meals or Visa gift cards or, like, date nights for our officers and their families to kind of build that together.
Yeah. A few times I've had the opportunity to see officers come into a restaurant, and I've told the waiter, give the bill to me, didn't mention anything to them. But I think the guys and the women are very uplifted by that, and it's just something nice because – and I'm going to go back to Candy real quick. Candy, I ask you about evil, but is it really, I mean, your life literally is on the line when you're on the street.
Yes.
Serving.
Yes. I mean, there's times when you're out with people that are very appreciative and want you and need you, but you never know when that evil's going to come out on your next call or not even on your next call. You know, going into a restaurant or something like that, you never know. You're just going into a gas station or, you know, you never know when you're out on the street when you're going to see evil.
Ray, you made your living training officers. How do you get men and women prepared to face this kind of thing?
Yeah, I did actually half of my career with our tactical section on the SWAT team. Mm-hmm. But pretty much almost the other half of it was in training. And it's the training program that we started. I'm doing scenario style training where we can put officers in those situations where they're going up to do a welfare check, and the next thing you know, they're in a fight. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we did to try and get our trainees and the current officers is prepared to meet that evil. My saying was, treat everybody like you would treat a member of your family, but always be prepared for the worst to happen.
Wow. I mean, this is a big ask. I mean, I think most of us, I feel really safe. You know, even though we have things going on in Albuquerque, we have just this crazy crime problem. We have more cars stolen in our community than anywhere in the country. Not per capita. We have more cars stolen, which is scary. We have, 300-400 police officers short of where we need to be in terms of recruiting. And I know that the comfort, the encouragement, everything that this organization is doing may help with recruiting down the road, because the officers that are coming in would see, yeah, this community, Albuquerque, other communities around the state, are supporting the police.
Yeah. And I agree with that I think there's better support than many people realize for the police, and that if we can get that support out in the open where everybody knows it, I think that would be a great recruiting tool. And Stand True for Blue does what they can to help accomplish that.
Now, I have noticed that the local television stations, the big three in Albuquerque, seem to pick up stories about officers doing special things for the public. What I don't remember is them doing stories about the public doing special things for the police officers. Would you say? Are you getting the word out, Mariah? Do they respond to you saying, hey, we're doing this and it's working well to encourage?
So we have had in the past a few interests, and they come out and they will come to what we're doing, whether it's a blue ribbon tying or to get shots of the community doing support for our police officers. That's another one of our outreaches that we do.
Well, by the way, I'm going to make this commitment to you right now. So KLYT's audience is largely a faith-based audience. Mm-hmm. When you have a special event going on, you need to let us know, and we will let people know about it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Definitely.
For free. We will do that. And that's a commitment. And we have a team of what we call voice trackers. In the old days, we used to call them DJs or whatever. But they are on 24/7, and we'll give them 8 or 10 things that you want them to talk about throughout the day, and they'll let our public know. And I think that the audience, you're going to be really, really surprised. I think our audience wants to get to know you, so we're going to invite you back on the program and some different things. But after our audience gets to know you, they are listening to this station not just as a passive background thing. They are people that feel like God is speaking to them about serving and doing things. And it's an amazing group of people that listen to the station, and we want to encourage them every day. The thing that's most profound, I think, about our audience is that they get encouragement by helping other people, by serving.
Absolutely.
Which sounds like the motivation that you had to have to be a police officer.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
We are talking about Stand True for Blue. It's a nonprofit organization that provides encouragement. They're a 501c3 nonprofit organization that strives to be a sustaining source of support for law enforcement and all first responders. And I've just learned today that's throughout the state of New Mexico. Through Stand True, businesses, churches, neighborhoods, and school platforms, they aim to unite communities in supporting these heroes. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember, it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things related to life and relationship with God. Life does not always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KLYT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. KLYT presents the Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 12, KLYT will present through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith, Skip Heitzig, and Chuck Missler, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. Drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KLYT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Saturdays at 12 on 88.3 FM.
Steve Russo with Real Answers.
Every day, a variety of sources influence our thoughts. How we think shapes our attitudes. Our attitudes determine how we live. What's your thought shaper? We have to choose to let the world's way of thinking or God influence our thoughts. Blogs, music, and other media offer information about life that's helpful or harmful. Friends and family also give advice, even when we don't ask for it. But how solid is their opinion? Because our thoughts shape our beliefs, it's important to listen to the right mind shaper. Our best resource for answers and advice is God's Word. The Bible's more than a collection of words and ideas from God. It's alive and changes lives. Like the precision of a surgeon's knife, God's Word cuts to the very core of our life to reveal who we are and what struggles we have.
For real answers to real issues, log on to Steve's website, www.realanswers.com.
Listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Retired police officers, APD officers Ray and Candy DeFrades in studio. Tina Bierschen and Mariah Carasalis are in studio. And we're talking about Stand True for Blue. It's an organization that supports first responders and police officers. And Candy, we're just talking off air that you wanted to point out that it's really little things that sometimes mean a lot to police officers.
Exactly. Just, you'll be driving down the road or at a stoplight sometimes, and somebody will honk the horn, and you'll look over there, and they'll wave, or you'll just have that eye contact, and they'll wave, or just coming up to you when you're outside, walking outside, people just come up to you and say, thank you for your service. And I catch myself doing that to officers now because I'm retired, and I just know how they feel, the joy that it gives them. Hey, somebody's thanking me for what I do, for my service.
Well, here's something that I asked you a little bit earlier, but I'm going to do this on the radio now, that you might not have been aware of, that we have an organization named New Mexico Praise, and they have organized churches throughout the state of New Mexico, and the whole purpose of the organization is to pray for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we now have enough churches all throughout New Mexico that part of our prayers are for law enforcement, and that happens every day 24/7. And I'm hoping the police officers know about that. Candy, did you know about that?
Not until just a little while ago. I mean, I'd know that Stand True for Blue and I think Family Life or somebody had done some praying for us after the officers were injured. But I had no idea that it was 24/7. Across the state, and it just makes me feel so good to know that we have everybody out there praying for all these officers that are putting their lives on the line every day.
I've had a number of people that serve in the military talk to me about their deployments, and one of the things they always point out to me is that we're not the only ones getting deployed. It's our children and our families that are really having to endure a lot, too. Is that true with law enforcement, too, Ray?
Absolutely. We do have a kind of a unique perspective, Candace and I do, because we are the spouse of a law enforcement officer and we're also the parent of a law enforcement officer. So, I have always appreciated, family support from my family, from her family, and being able to support our son, but having the public understand how stressful it is as a parent or as a spouse, knowing that your family member is going out every day, could be their last day.
Mm. Yeah, that's got to be, I mean, that's quite a commitment. That's when you say, Mariah, stand true for Blue, standing with someone is not always easy, is it?
No, but it, you know, for us being part of Stand True, it's more about, we think about the person on the receiving end. At least for me, it is. I think about the families and the parents and the kids that have parents or spouses or siblings who are out in the streets, for whether it's for law enforcement or for our EMTs, fire, and our paramedics, because we do support all of them. And we do our best to reach each of these departments. Because you never know who what's going on the other side.
I need to ask this question because I don't know the answer, and I don't know who can answer this. But there's got to also be some other care for officers. Like, Ray, if you went into a difficult situation and you saw something awful, I mean, is there some medical care and other things that the department provides for officers?
Yes, actually, the department does have a very fantastic peer support program.
Okay.
That is designed exactly for that. An officer could be having difficulty, or their family. Any family member is also allowed to access the peer support. And then we've got a great chaplaincy program that's also available for spiritual guidance and help within the police department.
And I've talked to a couple of pastors that have been part of that chaplaincy. In fact, I mentioned to you Brian Allred, who is actually the founder of New Mexico Praise, and now he's expanded it to America Praise, and he lives down in San Antonio, and we miss him a lot. But he was really instrumental in starting that with the former chief, Mike Geyer. And, you know, we've had Mike Geyer before he was replaced as the chief. We had him here in the pulpit at Calvary, and they did a little honoring, you know, thing. And I think that a lot of churches, I know Legacy, I know Steve Smotherman, Pastor Steve, is always talking to his congregation about supporting the police. And, you know, it's just really important to do that and do that publicly. I loved what Candy said about just little things mean a lot to an individual. And maybe we don't speak about, I think about police officers as regular human beings because I've coached a few of them. Like, did you work with Stan Gray?
Absolutely.
So Stan was a pretty darn good basketball player. But, you know, Stan, big, strong, athletic-looking guy, might be kind of scary until you get to know him, and he's just a big teddy bear. So I think I have a different appreciation about that. Tina, as the vice president, I guess you have the responsibility of helping to coordinate activities and programs. What's planned for 2022?
Well, we'll continue with all of our programs that we have in place. We also have partnerships with churches and an Adopt an Officer in Prayer program. And we have been able to cover every officer and their family in daily prayer three times over, including the Albuquerque Police Department, Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office, Rio Rancho Police Department, Sandoval County Sheriff's Office, and the New Mexico State Police. So that's a very important program for us.
Now, do people sign up to be part of that prayer team on your website?
Through the churches. We usually have a table set up, and they can actually get a card with a name and the family, and they can pray for them.
Okay, I'm thinking right now that if you're an elder of a church, maybe you're in a men's group, a women's group, you're a pastor, whatever it might be, how does somebody get in touch with you about being part of that? They go on your website? Do they call you?
So they can actually reach us at standtrue.president@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that's definitely one way that they can reach us to get involved and to partner with us to do our Adopt an Officer program. I know it's a great outreach for our officers and for their families, because that program also doesn't just pray for the officer itself. It prays for their unit, for the department, and their families.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, around here, we spend a lot of time in prayer. We pray about going on the radio with a bunch of people from the police department. We pray about what we're going to talk about next. We pray about our sponsors. We pray about people that are hurting and listening to this radio show. And we know that there are people still affected by COVID, and they're still not broken away to get out of the house and do things. And we hope that shows like this are speaking to them, and that they'll call you up and volunteer, because there's a breadth of experience out there. There's people that have just been through a lot, and they know a lot, and any weakness they might perceive, God will use that in a mighty way in somebody else's life if they just choose to go out and serve. So I'm really blessed that you're doing that. Mariah, let me ask you this just personal question. Why is this work so important to you?
So it's important to me that for me, it's a blessing to me as well as a blessing to them. I've been able to have the opportunity to build relationships with many officers. I've gotten to meet anywhere from chiefs and command staff to PSAs, other sergeants across the board. And so to be able to meet these people and actually know and get to know, like, behind the story of who they are, not just that they're in uniform. So it not only blesses me, but it blesses them as well. So that's a big reason why I continue to do it.
Yeah, absolutely great answer. Ray and Candy, is Stand True for Blue having a positive impact on law enforcement and the first responder community from your experience?
Absolutely. I've been dying to tell the story, but I was starting that program I was talking about, that training program, in 2015. Mm-hmm. And we were moving into a very old building. We were going to start work there. And I met one of the members of Stand True for Blue and working with a Citizens Police Academy. Mm-hmm. I was talking to that group of Citizens Police Academy, how I was going to have to move all this stuff, and it was going to be difficult moving, cleaning, et cetera. And, he told me, well, I can bring a bunch of people from Stand True for Blue. I'd never heard of them. From what? And he said, oh, yeah, we'll be there. And I gave him a date. And I thought, yeah, we'll see how much help I get. And sure enough, and actually Mariah was there. She was one of them. They brought over an army of people and helped me move all of my equipment. And they, this very large building, cleaned it from top to bottom, helped me set it up. And then the support that I've had from Stand True for Blue all these years since then has been ongoing. It's never stopped. They'll help us with whatever we need. And then the care bags they brought there so that we could have stuff for the students to snack on, et cetera. So it's been a fantastic and example of what I call true community policing, that they want to take part in making sure training is as good as it could be.
I love it. Great stories. Tina, Mariah, and Ray and Candy are in studio, and we're talking about Stand True for Blue. Amazing organization. I hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We've got another 30 minutes together. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jim Williams, host of ABQ Connect, broadcast live Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock p.m. We talk with authors, musicians, pastors, politicians, teachers, business people, husbands, wives, parents, counselors, athletes, doctors, nutritionists, coaches, and a lot more flavors of people living a life of faith. Please join us. I think you will be encouraged as you hear our guests open up about their own lives and how faith directs their service and love for people. Join us on ABQ Connect Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock, or listen to the program podcast 24/7 at abqconnect.online.
Pastor Drew here, and I want to invite you to check out Calvary Church Westside. We have so much to offer your family, from kids to student ministries, all the way to young adults. Church happens this Sunday on Cores Montano. Calvary Church Westside, where church is family.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. Children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, care also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
You are my anytime special, supernatural, everyday friend.
Amazing Grace Personal Care Services brings Tracts of Light 8 o'clock following Calvary Church Saturday service and Sunday evenings at 6. Amazing Grace Personal Care Services providing family peace of mind with home comfort to the elderly in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, and Gallup. Thank you, Amazing Grace Personal Care Services. Online, homecare.theplaceilike.com.
KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086. Or online at snmacherdental.com.
You know, I'm thinking we have the privilege of walking around, for example, on the campus of Calvary Church. And we have this beautiful park. We have this nice parking lot. We can walk over to the Burger King or the Whataburger or the Starbucks. And we don't have to be checking our six all the time and everything because there's police officers that are doing that for us. And the encouragement that is brought to our law enforcement and first responders by Stand True for Blue, nonprofit organization, based here in Albuquerque, but serving, communities all across the state. It's pretty neat. Tina Beershin is the vice president. Mariah Carla Salas is the secretary. And Ray and Candy DeFrades are working with the organization, volunteering, both former police officers. So, Mariah, tell us a little bit about how you partner with, say, an elementary school to do something nice for police officers. Or was I supposed to ask Tina that?
I got this one.
Okay.
So when we partner with a school, you know, like for kids in particular, when they see a police officer or a fireman, they're like superheroes to them. So we want to keep encouraging that. So like last year, I reached out to my son's teacher and I asked her if they could, you know, they're in kindergarten, could they work on writing notes? And so they all wrote notes and made a nice picture and we sent those all. We can scan them in and send them out to officers and put them on our website.
Yeah, and I would think that some people might say, oh, yeah, well, that's a really nice gesture, but Candy told us off air that means a lot.
Oh, I remember so many times. I mean, probably the last, I don't know, 15 years, I can remember getting letters. And you have a mailbox at what other substation you're in. And you'd go in there, and there would be all these letters, and every police officer would have them. And it would be from a child. It would have a picture, and it would maybe have a verse or something like on it and just say thank you, and they'd draw little police cars and such. But I would take those because it meant so much, and I'd hang them up in my cruisers in my car. And I just, when I was having a bad day or something was going around, I could look at that and think, you know, these children really, you know, put their heart into this, and they mean it. And I remember just taking time whenever I would see kids or go to school or see a kid, I would just drive up to them if I had time, you know, hit my sirens and their eyes would get big. And so, you know, I try to give it back that way. And there, you know, it was just a little thing from the children just means so much. And older kids too. But I mean, you know, it's just nice to have that in your mailbox.
Did you do things, fun things like parades and stuff? Was that ever part of being a police officer? I mean, I remember going to the State Fair Parade, and it was down on Central. This is back when you could actually walk on Central, and
yes.
I'm going to say a political thing here. That was before we had these islands built in the middle of the street blocking everything off so we can't drive on Central anymore. That's all I'll say about that.
Oh, I used to be on the mounted unit, and back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I was on the mounted patrol. So I really enjoyed the parades, throwing the candy out of.
And the kids were just wild about probably mm-hmm. your horse and mm-hmm. you being in uniform mm-hmm. and everything else.
Oh, yeah, coming up and petting the horse. And you know,
how common were women in the police department when you joined?
When I came on in 91, I think there were, I would say, probably five or less.
Can you speak to women now about the career? Is it a good thing for them to do?
I think it's a wonderful career. I have enjoyed my time as a police officer, things have changed. It's a little bit rougher now. Mm-hmm. But I truly think if we get the support, keep getting the support of the community, I really think the pendulum's going to start coming back to where we can be proud of our profession again and know that we're doing the right thing and just work together. And
I love that. Tina and Mariah, I'm going to ask you a question about people that join your organization and they help you financially. They might help you as a volunteer. I call those people no matter what people. They're willing to stand with you no matter what happens. Have you been able to find some of those kind of people?
Absolutely. And when we partner with different businesses and such, we try and do it at a 50-50 partnership where they can donate half and we come in financially with the other half. But we have so many wonderful volunteers that work for our organization.
What kind of donation do you need now? Like you have gift baskets going out on Thursdays. Give me an example of how a business might join you in do that.
Sure. So if we partner with a restaurant, for example, they might give us a gift card that we can give away, and then we would purchase a second one that we could give away to another officer or at a later date.
Oh, nice.
So we always try and meet them so that it is a true partnership instead of just we want to get from them all the time. Because we know that, you know, to make these relationships last, we have to benefit both sides.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Ray and Candy now because you guys are both retired officers. And I want to say this, and I want you to know that I mean this as a compliment, not an insult. And I get the sense from a lot of police officers that I know, especially because we have a shortage of officers, that your mentality is to work and work and work, almost like a workaholic. But you really need to take some time. You guys are married. You needed to take some time. Were you able to do that?
We did a pretty good job at it, and we both worked a lot of hours. I spent a huge amount of my career on call, so I was called away from birthdays and holidays, and so.
Yeah, when you're part of a tactical unit, you gotta go when you gotta go.
Right. And then things like Stand True for Blue, giving away these cards, not only supports the officer, but the family, because they're going to take a family member with them. So that's what's so cool about that, is that they're supporting the officer and the family, encouraging them to get out and take a little time for the family. Stand True also partners with Weekend to Remember for the weekends to help with marriages. And we've attended those. Kenny and I have, and Stand True for Blue's been a supporter and given scholarships for officers to go that. Again, more public. We know that comes from the public, from Stand True for Blue, but also toward family time.
Yeah, we actually have Tim from Family Life coming on the radio here next week on the 10th to talk about they're doing one down at the Tamaya Resort. And it's a, you know, it's a weekend to remember. It's a time for people to get away, to strengthen their marriage. You know, it's not just go lay down and watch the sun come up and down. It's you got to put in a little work, but it's kind of fun work, right?
Yeah,
it's like you said, it's fun work, but it's good to be able to share that and make your relationship better. It's just a great time to just relax and share what's going on in your life and what can be better.
Is there a way to balance out the stress? I mean, like, I'm not saying you have to go to church six times a week or something to balance out a week's worth of police work, but there's other things that you can do, and you have to be purposeful about that so you don't get worn out.
Exactly. And prayer, it's not like it's that you don't have to go to church six times.
I'm just teasing you.
But, you know, that helps, time with the family, having exercise, you know, that's a real good stress release. So.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that. A heavier subject now, Tina or Mariah, what happens when tragedy strikes? How's your organization involved with police officers when that happens?
Well, last year, for instance, when we had officers that were shot in the line of duty, we just got a group of volunteers together right away. We got food down to the
Now, fortunately, they did not pass away. That was the one that happened up on East Central, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah, that was that's the craziest story that I've ever heard. I mean, guys were, ran two blocks and I just can't believe that story. Go ahead. I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. So, and we also took blankets and different things to the hospital for the families because, of course, they're caught off guard. They don't have their stuff with them. So we took as much as we could out there, food, different things to help support the family because we know that's a very difficult time. We collected money at the Sunday Fun Day for both the officers, their families, and the young lady that the PSA that helped to save their lives. So, whatever is needed, we try and do. We just kind of band together, and whatever the good Lord leads us to do, we do.
Yeah, we try to keep a stock of, like cards and letters that we get from the community or from schools and other community members who choose to get involved with us. And we hold on, we'll send them out, and then we'll send that handwritten letter or that handwritten card in baskets that we put together with gift cards that maybe have been donated from community members or businesses or from whoever it may be. And we give those to them in order to build them up and encourage them and to let them know that there is a community out there that loves them and supports them and that we see them. Because so often everybody gets caught up. And I think that may be true that some officers believe that there's not support because I've had a couple instances where they've come up to me and they say, I don't feel supported with this community right now. And I tell them that's absolutely not true. We are here to support you. We love you. We see you. And you are a value to us and our community. And thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah, I just can't imagine having a gun pointed at you. And much less being shot at. I mean, that's a whole different deal. Can't imagine somebody pulling a knife out. I mean, somebody cussing you out, yelling at you. I've seen that a ton. I've seen a lot of people that were just absolutely belligerent. And at the same time, I will say in a compliment, maybe to you, Ray, because you're doing some training here, that I've seen some de-escalation that was frankly amazing. That I wouldn't have been able to de-escalate. I'd have been throwing some blows, and the officers just stepped in, calmed the whole situation down, and it's pretty amazing. I like that. That's part of your training.
Yes, it is. That is, we do that in the scenario training, is that does include de-escalation skills. And we've got role players that will act extremely belligerent, and our officers can then practice in an environment where there's no consequence of anything going wrong, and they can practice those skills to get better. And because very stressful trying to de-escalate somebody who is out of control at that time.
Who do you want to attract to be police officers? Do you want, I guess they have to work, they have to be a certain age, 21. I think you mentioned you wanted to be a police officer when you graduated from high school, but you had to wait a couple years.
Right.
Maybe get out of school, go to college a couple years, or work at a job, and then that's when they're ready to go.
Right, exactly. And we have a PSA program that takes them in at 18. That's kind of an internship way to get started with a police department as well. But we're looking for people that are mature, can think on their feet, got to be physically fit. The job, the stress of the job, the more fit you are, the easier you can deal with that stress. And then got to be cool in a crisis. That's the kind of people we're looking for.
This is way off it's not on my sheet. What's fun about the job? Both of you. Is there anything fun?
Oh, there's lots of fun. When I'm with those kids, if I'm driving around and I have a chance to see a child in a park and I just pull up, the parents are kind of like, hey, why are you pulling up? But the kids are like, hey, and you let them get inside, play with the lights if you have time, and just, that's fun.
Sure.
When I was on the mounted patrol, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And the Christmas, every year, since they did this, they have the cops for kids. And so that's some of the best time, where you would get a kid for Christmas, before Christmas, and you would get to take them shopping, to a movie, to lunch, and they'd get presents and stuff. And these were children that were in need. And so it was so nice to pick them up in the morning, take them to breakfast, take them, you know, shopping to get Christmas presents, stuff, maybe a bike that they've never been able to have before, and then, you know, take them to a movie, and then take them home, and just, it was just an awesome feeling. So that was one.
You know, we would like to hope that everybody has participating parents, but I do a little volunteer coaching at Sandia High School right now with the basketball program. Great kids, great parents, but there's a few kids that don't have parental participation. And I think many times, they don't have the value that some kids that do have parent participation might have. You know, their parents are telling them good things and how good they are. And there's some kids that may not get that feedback. If there's anybody like that listening now, you are valuable. God values you above everything. You are extremely valuable. You're gifted. You're here for a purpose. And that's why it's so fun to talk with Tina and Mariah and Candy and Ray today, because they found a purpose, and two or three purposes down the road, right? After serving, now you guys are back serving police officers and trying to encourage them. We have one more segment left. We are talking with Stand True for Blue and part of their team today on ABQ Connect. Hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
The largest investment for a family is their home. For decades, Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Home Services has been taking care of houses. Now, here is Carlos talking with Jim Williams about some of the most common issues homeowners need to know about.
Carlos, what if you've had a slow leak? Maybe you don't even know it's behind the wall. How dangerous is black mold to people?
Honestly, it's bigger here than it is anywhere. So my business partner, he ran a company in California for 20 years doing mold mitigation, restoration, flood damage, and that's why we do that here as well. We've done more mold mitigation here in the past 3 years than he's done in 20 years in California.
Bosque Home Services, online at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200. That's HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200.
Steve Russo with Real Answers.
How long can the average person survive without water? About 3 days, even though some people have reportedly survived up to 10 days, according to the SAS Survival Guide. Or how long can the average person go without food? About 3 weeks. According to several scientific studies, there have been documented cases where people have lived for more than 40 days. But what about shelter? Why can the hunt for shelter sometimes trump the need to find food or water? Because shelter protects us from damaging elements such as heat or cold. And it can also provide a sense of well-being that keeps up your will to survive. However, there's another shelter that's even more critical to our survival than physical. It's the living God. The Bible reminds us that when we take shelter in God, He will provide for us and protect us in times of trouble.
For real answers to real issues, log on to Steve's website, www.realanswers.com.
Imagine the challenge we faced. Skip Heitzig has taught over 3,500 through the Bible messages, and we had to pick the top 10 for a special resource offer. So here's a sample of what we chose.
Are we in the last days? Yes, but we've been in the last days for 2,000 years. The time between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ falls under the designation the last days.
This power-packed set of Skip's top 10 teachings are messages you will want to hear and share.
And one of the things I love about God is He's not complicated. Most truth you will discover is simple truth. Not simplistic truth, simple truth.
When you give $35 or more today, we'll also include Lenya Heitzig's book, Reload Love, the history of a ministry that's been helping children victimized by terror on the front lines. Get Skip's top 10 messages on CD, plus your copy of Reload Love by Lenya Heitzig today. Call 800-922-1888 to give, or visit connectwithskip.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are with Tina Bierschen. She's the vice president of Stand True for Blue, an organization that is specifically in the business of supporting our police officers and first responders. all throughout the state of New Mexico, and I think that's really cool. Mariah Carasalas is the secretary of the organization. And then we have two retired police officers that happen to be married, Ray and Candy DeFrades. I got to it's hard to be married already without the stress of being a police officer. So congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
You're doing good.
I
love it. Hey, I'm going to ask Tina and Mariah about your website and what information is there available for our listeners. Make sure you give us our website address again.
Absolutely. So our website is standtrue4blue.com. That is the number 4. So what you can find on there is how we got started. So you'll have our history, and then you'll have testimonials from officers and other first responders who have we've been able to reach out to them. And then you'll also find a contact us, which you can reach us that way as well to get involved. You'll find a volunteer form, and you'll find our platforms in many ways that you can get involved, whether it's partnerships through business, schools, churches, neighborhoods, whatever it may be. But you can reach us through there, and you can also reach us through standtrue.president@gmail.com. And we can get you involved there as well.
Tell me that one more time, that email address.
standtrue.president@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. And that's a way that people can just contact you and you'll respond to that email.
Absolutely.
That's
one
good.
One other thing from that website that you can get to, we have links to different places where you can donate products to the cruiser bags. So you can go directly to Amazon and you can order from there, and it'll come directly to us to be put into the bags that are sent out to the officers.
Oh, yeah. Keep it simple. Hey, you mentioned Valerie Jamison earlier. Tell us about her.
Valerie, she's a wonderful lady, and she started this.
She was the perfect high school teacher, right?
She was a middle school teacher.
Oh, middle school. There we
yes,
go.
Yes, and okay. she is family to me, honestly. She is.
You were one of her students.
I was. I was one of her former students. So to get to do this with her is definitely a great experience, and to just be a part of something bigger. Yeah.
Hey, no offense, but I'm not I don't remember a middle school teacher of mine that I wanted to hang out with. Teachers were not usually real receptive to me hanging out with them. You must have gone to class, Mariah. I like that.
I am.
Valerie is a wonderful lady. I've known her since 2015 when they first started helping.
Now, her husband is also a former police officer? Or is he active? Kevin? I don't know.
No.
Okay. But they're both in this together. Supporting
yes. mm-hmm.
Stand True for Blue. Ray and Candy, I have a question for you. What are you most thankful for now when you think about law enforcement and first responders out in the field right now? What are you most thankful for?
Well, I could say that, it's a different job now than it was 33 years ago when I started. And it's tougher in every way. Like you say, the crime is up. The crime is more violent. Everything about the job is without a doubt harder now than when I started. And so I'm just thankful that there's people still out there willing to continue to go do what they can to protect their community. And that's, I don't know how you could be more thankful than that.
Yeah. Candy?
I just think I'm thankful for the support that we're getting, because when I first started, we didn't have organizations like this. We didn't have a lot of this, evil going on back then, but just to be able to know that I could call Stand True for Blue Valerie and say, I'm having a bad day, or this happened to one of my friends or something, or they need this, I know Stand True for Blue would be there in a heartbeat to do what they could do. And it's just, I guess that's the only thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for, for God and for looking over every one of these officers that are out there right now.
Yeah, and I know our audience, our listeners are faithful to pray.
And the prayers.
And I'm hoping they get involved with your prayer teams. Of course, I already mentioned to you New Mexico Praise is an outside organization doing that. I'm fascinated with the bags and things that you're distributing to officers, and the notes and things that Candy referred to earlier are really, really important. So I hope there's maybe some teachers listening and they're going to get busy writing some notes to some police officers and thanking them for things that are going on. Are there parts of the police department that we don't see that maybe are underappreciated, Ray? Like, I mean, I know there's administrators and there's secretaries and there's a lot that goes into supporting a man or a woman in a blue uniform here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I would say that that the administrative support, every area command, every section, you know, training, where I just most recently came from, we've got administrative support civilians that it's harder for them to get the support. They're not walking around in uniforms. They're not going to have somebody walk up and say, thanks for your service.
Yeah.
And Stand True for Blue includes them when they're showing support at the substations, at training, wherever they're going, those people are all included. So I think it's more difficult as far as the general public to be able to appreciate them because you can't pick them out of a crowd. Same with the dispatchers, you know, up there on Nine Mile Hill, those people up there dispatching are keeping us safe. And that's another one that's hard for the public to be able to thank, but Stand True for Blue, they're there for them as well.
I have to tell you a real quick story because we only have about 2-3 minutes left, and I want to go back to Tina Mariah before we close. But one of the things I did in addition to coaching the Police Olympics, and that was made up of primarily APD officers, but we had some Sheriff's Department, we had some Bernalillo County firefighters, and we had a pretty good team. It was pretty neat. But one of the other things that I did is they used to have a football game where they had law enforcement playing. And I was the announcer. At the time, I was Lobo basketball play-by-play guy and color man, and I did all kinds of things over a number of years. But they asked me if I would do the announcing for those games, which I had a blast doing. The only stress was guys kept getting hurt in the game. And I think finally the upper management of the police department said, hey, we can't lose any more officers. You know, these guys were pretty zealous and played pretty hard, and they flat got after it. And, you know, a lot of them were former high school and college athletes. And but I had a fun time with all the relationships and all the things, and I liked the community outreach. We had some crowds. We did that at Wilson Stadium. I bet you we had 5,000 people there. It was crazy how many people. So to me, I know Albuquerque is going to support the Albuquerque Police Department. I know that there's communities like Roswell and Clovis and others that have like-minded people like that that are going to support men and women in blue, and I think you can be encouraged by that. Tina, will you guys go out to organizations? If a business owner has heard this, will you go out and tell them about your organization and how they can get involved?
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, we really try and build lasting relationships with different organizations, and we would be happy to talk to anybody who's interested in joining us in our mission here.
Yeah. What do you need right now? What's the biggest need right now with Stand True for Blue?
I would say our biggest need right now is we continue to do our cruiser bags. So any items for our cruiser bags, any letters or cards from the community in support for our law enforcement and our first responders, because we do reach all departments. We do our best to do that. We can use those and any business partnerships. If you're a business and you feel led to partner with us, like we said, we don't want just something for free. We will come in and we will partner 50-50 with you to show support for our men and women in uniform.
Yeah. And what kind of financial commitment? Can you take a small donation or a big donation?
We can take anything. Yes. Yeah. Anything that you're feeling driven to give.
Yes.
Sounds good. I want everybody to take a look at StandTrueForBlue.com. That's using the letter or the number 4, StandTrueForBlue.com. Thank you all for joining us today. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Having
us.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.